Don't worry, guys. Y'all get ready. I will.
Alan, I'll be ready to leave.
We'll be able to tuck their stuff because I'm wearing this.
Well, good. Then that'll give us. If you got to leave there, well, you're leaving the house.
I'm cleaning my palate. I'm cleaning my palate.
That's why I've got the Diet Coke.
I didn't
want to
have any like Coke or I wanted to have.
I'm afraid.
Wanted to have a standard. I wanted to have like.
So let's just start recording and start playing now.
Can you take me back where we were just kids? We weren't scared of getting older, yeah. Cause no one knows you like they know you, and no one probably ever will. You can grow up, make new ones, but truth is, it's nothing like old. You can't make old friends. Yeah. Can you take me back when we were just kids? We weren't scared of getting older. Yeah. Now I've got some good friends now.
Welcome to the show that has little to no meaning and makes little to no sense. It is the show where you can expect the unexpected. This is Nonsensical Talk on the air and in the cloud. Those crazy hosts will talk about anything and everything. And now, from their home studios in Middle Tennessee, here is your hosts, Alan Robertson and Joey Smith.
Welcome back. 4th year in a that we do this. Joey is sitting over here. Well, I don't know if he's on that side or that side.
You are. You had it right the first time.
But in the
okay, camera, Alan, that's right. Alan, are you this way?
No.
Are you this way?
No, I'm this not, way. No, I'm that way.
Okay.
We found that the cameras play tricks on your mind because we have got this wonderful show set up for you that we're going to be doing. So, backstory.
Tell the story. Tell the story.
So, backstory. So, Christmas came this year, and last year, Joey and I did a lot of taste testing. We did the hot mustard. We did the hot or the ketchup. Whatever it was Doritos had, for some reason, it was always Doritos. Well, my son got this great idea for Christmas this year to get Joey and I a little treat. And I don't know what it is or what it's going to be doing. All I can tell you is that, Joey, are you ready?
I'm ready.
It is a box of Ninja Treats. This box of Ninja Treats, he got one for Joey, one for me, and I think they've got the same thing in them. I'm not going to say they do. We're fixing to find out because they've never been opened.
Yeah, I'm opening. So, I just started.
Okay.
I've not gotten past this.
All right, here I go. I'm going to pull out my dagger, and I'm going to open up my box as well. So let's see what we've got in here, John. Now, we're not going to try everything today because I understand there's quite a bit in here. But, okay.
Here's what it looks like.
Yep, first open up.
What's inside?
Absolutely. What's inside? Oh, my good God. It's a bunch of stuff in here, Joey. And, oh, my good God, it's sushi.
QR code.
There you go, 10% off discount. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can scan this and get you a 10% discount that we didn't get.
Now tell them about where Nyquil got this.
So Nyquil, I think he bought this on Amazon. And the company that I actually went on Amazon a long time ago when Joy and I first started taste testing Doritos and all their wild brand names that they had. And so Nyquil had watched a few of these episodes and all of a sudden he's like, I've got to get this for Pops and Joey. So I was like, okay, I'm not really big into sushi, but if you look here, there's this wonderful
little sushi. That's what I'm just now seeing.
So there's a sushi candy kit that evidently it looks like this, I reckon. And I can't tell you what it is because it's in Japanese. So, or Chinese. So I have to go with what this little piece of paper says to tell me what it is. It says Kit Kat on the top of it, Joey. If you read right there, look at there. Kit Kat.
Sushi candy Kit Kat. And is it Tyrol?
They've got a classic. They've got a sweet potato, a whole grain flour, a matcha green tea Kit Kat, a cocoa Kit Kat, a chocolate orange Kit Kat, or chocolate orange, chestnut, milk tea, raspberry, dark chocolate, and the classic Kit Kat. That all comes in this nice little handy-dandy pack right here. Now, my question to Joey is what do we want to taste first? Do we want to open up the sushi, or do we want to find something else in here that's just really wild? Like, look at here. I think these are actually Pop Rocks. And I only get that because I feel like they're Pop Rocks on the inside. It's scary because I don't know what the taste or
which
the flavor
one are you
is.
Looking at? Which one are you
I am looking at this one right here. It's in a red pack. And it's got holy cocoa at the top of it. I can't tell you what that is. Nope, that's
mine's
not
different.
It. But so you've got different things than yours. If you were to look at our guide here, I'm going to pull up the guide here, and I'm going to see if I can find it.
Oh, this feels like Pop Rocks.
That's it right there. That's it right there, Joey. That's it right there. Let's see. What is that? If I'm looking up on the guide here.
Alan, here's our challenge.
Let's just do it.
The side of me wants to open this up and try to research it. Let's not do that.
So this is going away.
This might be a mistake. This might be like the one chip challenge where one of us are going to the hospital.
And we can't do that because Joy's got graduation stuff to go to.
I hope it's me because this video will never hit anyone because you control it.
Oh, Lord. Okay, let's open this bad boy up. Let's just see what it tastes like. All right, here we go. The package is open.
I'm going to smell it.
Smell it. Give it a sniff test.
It's like birthday cake.
I'm a little torn. It almost smells like it's an Oreo. There you go. Let's just do it.
Pop Rocks.
That Pop Rocks. Got good flavor. All right, that's good. That is extremely good. It's like a multitude of flavors. I'm tasting raspberry. Woo! Now I'm tasting cherry. Almost tastes a little bit like it's got a little watermelon in it. Now that's cool. I haven't had Ninja Treats Pop Rocks, but now I have. All right. So far, woo! I'm still popping. Woo! Now, Joey, I'm not gonna lie. When I was shaking the box, I thought I felt something in there, and look. So, this right here, I'm going to put in the refrigerator for our next podcast.
Got it. That's good.
Because I want it to be cold. I don't want to taste this thing warm because I'm afraid of the flavor. And again, I'm going to be with Joey. I am not going to open this up to find out what it is. We're just going to try it on air, and it's either going to be good. Those Pop Rocks have a little aftertaste too, Joey.
All right, water. We got a cleaner palate here.
Okay, choose the next thing that we're going to pull out of the box to give a shot.
All right, let's see here. Just kind of digging down through here a little bit.
Yeah, just dig, because I can't tell you what it is.
What is this?
Oh, you got a yellow package. Okay, I see that yellow package. Let me see if I can find mine. And I think, it looks like a beer thing. Oh, it's powder. It's powdered beer? Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. We can't do this one because you have to, like, dump it in stuff.
Okay, so we will have to come back to this one. It's going to be like this challenge here. We're going to have to come back to this one, and we'll do that one in a later podcast. But it looks like you're going to mix. I wish I could tell how much to mix because I can't read. What I may have to do is I may have to Google what it says in order to be able to tell me what it is.
Okay, here's my backup. Here's the backup one.
Oh, I like that one. That's got strawberries on it. Okay. It's like a strawberry candy. I like that. I like that a bunch. So let's give it a shot, see.
Alan, whenever I was in the Navy, I was stationed in Sasebo, Japan for a year.
Oh, so you may have already tried this.
This reminds me of that when you go into like a candy shop, it's like a bunch of things that I couldn't read what the candy was. But
so
they have
just
a lot of candy that we don't have.
Yeah, I can.
It's more candy like Runtz and Starburst and bottle caps type candy.
It's got
chocolates. It's, you know, in America we have a lot of chocolates.
Right.
But theirs is more hard candy type.
Well, I'm trying to take it that
I'm
there's a picture.
I'm getting a little handful.
I got a handful. But I'm going to go with strawberry. Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't prepared for that. But it's not bad.
It's not bad, but I'm not prepared.
It's like little cookies.
Yeah, it's like cereal.
It's candy-coated cereal.
Yeah. That is pretty good.
Pops. Pops. Sugar pops.
That's it. Sugar pops that say strawberries on the outside, but don't taste like strawberries. They taste like sugar.
No, it's like
almost
like what's the one with the frog, Jacob?
Oh, you're talking about Smack'em.
Smack'ems.
Smack'ems or Dig'em.
Take two more. Pop two more in your mouth.
That's exactly what they are. That's
it.
I tell you what, that is really wild. Got the frog. I remember that. Smack'ems or Dig'em.
Yeah.
Dig'em or Smack'em.
Well, he said Dig'em.
Dig'em.
That was like it, Dig'em.
That, I will tell you what, I was not ready for that. But that is
I
good.
I wasn't either because I thought I was popping something like Runtz.
It took me
Nerds.
Back to my childhood.
I thought it was like Nerds. Childhood. Yeah, I thought it was going to be like Nerds, but it wasn't. It was like cereal.
That takes me back to like
candy.
Ninth or tenth grade eating Dig'ems or Smack'ems.
All right,
whatever,
pick the next one.
All right,
you
here we go.
Pick the next one.
All right. So, digging down in here, this thing right here, Joey, is purple, and I have no clue what it is. A purple cylinder, that's it. So, let's just take a wild guess and see. It says boom on it. That's scary. Boom. I don't know what boom means.
We're about to find out.
We're going to find out. Oh, my God. It looks like a Chico stick.
Ooh.
I think we may have found our first bad one.
You know what? This makes... let's predict what it is. I think it's like the cheese puffs is what it looks like.
It's got a centered hollow, which kind of reminds me of a churro, but it's a churro that smells like, ooh. I don't know what it smells like.
I'm thinking cheese puffs.
Okay, let's give it a shot, see. Right. Let's give it a shot, see. Woo! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Cheese puff.
Cheese puff on steroids. Woo! Woo! Okay. Woo. Okay. That's what the boom is. It's a lot of, it's like 100 cheese puffs in one bite. Okay. That's going to go to the side because I don't know if I can eat that. Cheese puffs. Yeah, that's
all right, got my next one. Got my next one.
All right, let's see what it is. Let's see what it is.
It is, it's like a three pack.
A three pack.
It's red.
Okay.
And there's like three compartments.
I feel it. It's that one right there with the big old fluffy. Looks like a. He looks like he's a. Was it the bubble guy?
Yeah, Mr. Bubble.
Mr. Bubbles. That's right. There you go.
All right. Let's.
Candy. It says bubble candy. Cola bubble candy.
So this kind of reminds me of bottle caps a little bit. Look.
Okay, I see that. Oh, okay, I see that now. Yep, it's kind of like got a bottle cap look to it.
It's kind of like bottle caps.
It tastes just like a bottle cap. Except it's got a little bit of stuff to it. I actually taste cola. Ooh.
Bubble. It's got carbonation.
It does. That's what I'm feeling on my mouth, my tongue. It's like it's fizzing. It is. That's wild. That is pretty cool.
We can't read Japanese. Hope we weren't supposed to drop that in a drink.
And we're not cheating, so we don't know what it is. That is pretty wild. So they've got two left. So I'll find out what we're supposed to do with this when we finally read the cheat sheet. And it doesn't have, I don't know.
There's no diagram.
Nope, there's no diagram. Now I'm going to tell you what, that was pretty wild, Joy. It's got fizz to it.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. I'm going to have to. All right, I'm going to cheat a little bit. All right, what's our next thing? Here, let's see. Oh, that's liquid. I don't want to do liquid yet. Okay. Joey. This almost looks like a churro, for real. This yellow and black thing, I'm going to say that it's some kind of chocolate stick. I almost thought it was a Slim Jim.
This here?
Nope, this one right here. If you look at that one's got the pretty. This one's got like, it's yellow with black on it. And it's got a little star in the corner here.
Got it.
There we go. So, the reason why I grabbed this is because I thought it would be something chocolatey.
So let's find out. Right here.
Yeah, it does to me too. At first I thought it was like a Slim Jim because I read that, but I knew it was Chinese so I couldn't read it, so it didn't really matter. All right, let's see what we got here. Okay, so first thing I'm looking at. Okay, it smells like a cocoa. It smells like a, you know, it smells like.
Ooh.
It smells
like chocolate pebbles.
That's what it is.
Remember, there was fruity pebbles, mm-hmm. but then there was cocoa pebbles.
I remember that. Cereal. Just like
with the Flintstones.
Ooh. That don't taste like no pebbles. That's got a good flavor to it. That's got a great flavor to it, George.
And it's not overly sweet.
It is not. It's got a little chocolate taste to it. Oh, that is really good. Mmm. That is really good. Okay.
Ooh, I like when it hits the back of your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Drink some water and let it hit the back.
Mmm. That's got a great flavor. I like it. I half in love with it. Let's go with one more.
One more.
One more. Your choice. And then we'll close the box up until the next episode.
All right. Let's see here. Ooh, no.
It's almost like you're trying to read the pictures to see what you're going to get.
Like, I kind of have a feeling what I'm going to get. Like, let me just show you.
Okay. That
and
looks
I
like
see
some
where
pistachio.
It says melon.
A melon? Okay.
Melon Panda.
Let's see if I can find that.
Melon Pandaroo.
Where are you at? Oh, there it is, right there at the bottom of that side. Oh, it does say Melon Pandaroo. Okay, that's kind of cute. Cute. I like it. And the panda's got green and white instead of black and white. And I like the look on the back of it there, Joey. It's got a nice little panda with a hat on it.
It's got a puzzle on the back.
Is it a puzzle? I'll be doggone.
It's like a maze.
Oh, yours has got a puzzle. Mine's got what's different. So you've got a puzzle, and I've got to choose what's different. That's pretty cool. It's
you've
almost
got
like
one of these kids are doing his own thing. One of these kids is one and the same. Now it's time to say his name. I say his name is Kwame.
Man, it's a cookie. Ooh.
Is this going to be melon flavored cookie?
I'm gonna say somewhere of that neighborhood. It's like a shortbread cookie. There's a little hint of something on it.
Shortbread. I got it, Alan. I've got it.
Uh-oh.
This is like you're eating a shortbread cookie, but you hear Joey say the word melon from the next room.
You know what I'm going to say?
Melon!
You know what I'm going to say? Have you ever had those coconut cookies?
Yes. But there's
That's
it's
what
not
I'm
coconut. It's just
not
a
coconut.
Subtle, it's so subtle of melon. It's almost like the rind of melon.
I'll get that.
You know how the rind has that a little bit of melon taste?
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, I had a little bit of melon left. Even though I ate all of the melon, there's still a little rind there that has a little melon flavor in it.
That was pretty good. Okay, so everyone, our next show, we're going to come in here. We're going to grab us some more. And we're going to not look at the cheat sheet. And I'm going to put this box back together, shove it in the closet, call it a day until the next taping. Woo! That was some flavor. That was different flavors that I wasn't ready for and I didn't know. So
and I'm going to put all mine back in the box that we've not had.
Yes. That's what. So everything.
And that way, everything that's back in there is up for grabs. If I can keep my family out of it, Alan. They said, "What's this goodie box?"
I said,
"Don't touch it." Alan and I have a show to do.
Mine's been sitting there. So I've had both of them been in the closet since Christmas, and when I finally took one out and we met the other day, everybody's like, "Oh, wait a minute, we're down to one box. Are y'all getting ready to go?"
We know that they keep for at least 6 months, guys.
Yes. So we haven't, I think I saw 7 something on there, 724. So
you know what, Alan?
We got to come back quicker.
Alan, this might have actually tasted like melon 6 months ago.
It loses its flavor of it. I don't know that.
You know,
it,
in June, you know, whenever it hits May and June, but we can't read Japanese to know. Like it says, you better eat this like the next 90 days.
I am going to Google this to find out if we shouldn't have dropped these into a little bowl of water or something. I'm going to Google this.
I'm going to go to a graduation thing tonight, and all of a sudden they're going to be like, no, you know what it's going to be like? It's like a Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka, the blueberry girl.
The blueberry girl. They're going to go, Joey, your face. And I'm going to go.
It's swelling. You're
just roll him to the juicing room. Roll Joey to the juicing room.
Now, we don't know. We may need to be juiced a little later on because I can't tell you. Whew. I'm not going to lie to you. I shook the box a couple of weeks ago, and I heard this liquid in there, and I went, huh. So I am going to verify dates on these things.
Yeah, we'll make sure things that are perishable.
So this is perished. If you look at the top, it looks like this was good in February. But you know what? Huh. I don't know.
Alan, you that tone is like, but you know what? If it's for the viewers, we'll take a trip to the hospital.
I'm going to put this in the refrigerator and see what happens. Because
how can we pasteurize? Can we like reboil this? And
I don't see anything floating in it, so it's got to be clear, pure. But we're going to chance it, okay? So this is only going to be 4 months past its expiration date.
Only 4 months, guys.
It's like the milk. You know,
you know what? Maybe it's not. It's like best by that date. If it's after that date, you're going to die.
Maybe it's June the 2nd of 2024, because I don't know how their dates read over there.
Oh.
Right? Their dates could be backwards, like ours is February the 6th of 2004 or 24. This says 24/02/06. So I tell you what, hopefully if there's somebody listening to the show that knows, hey, go to our YouTube channel and go on there and comment on what is the date, if it's going to be good or not. If it's not going to be good, please be honest, because we're going to take your word for it, and I'm going to put it in the refrigerator, and we're going to drink it. That's just all there's going to be to it.
Yeah, and just so they can see what it's reading.
Yes, 24/02/06. Yep, 0206. So you tell me. Right? We're going to take a chance.
Does Japan do the year first, date, day, then month, or is it year first, month, and
there
day?
There was another thing in here that was liquefied in a little tube.
Man.
This is it right here. This is the green thing. So that's a little scary too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. It says jelly on the back. So I don't know. You know, jelly lasts forever, right?
No, Alan. It does not.
Well, hey, if you get it from... If you get it from...
Okay. You know that jelly that's been in the back of the fridge and it's like fuzzy on the top of it? You're like, scrape that fuzz off, get you the good jelly.
Hey, unless you got it from the biscuit company over here off of
100. Non-fuzzy jelly, please. Non-fuzzy. It's like, we got to go down to the middle of jelly.
So this is cool. We got this. I'm going to put that in the refrigerator for the next shot, Joey. And then the rest of it's going in
this
bag. This
will give our viewers a chance to give us feedback on. We could do some crowdsourcing on, is this stuff safe?
It's a little late. We've already eaten seven things. Oh my God!
We can't even tag the FDA because they're like, you got that from overseas. Like,
yeah, you're just going to be toast if it happens, man. So it's all good. Hey, and then we've also got some other things. Joey and I, we've been working with. We've started looking at some of our other things that we're going to do taste testing on. One of our friends from school back in way in the day. David Rust, he's got this rust dust, and let me tell you, I've got a matter of fact. Let me go off camera here. And now I'm coming back to camera. I have gone off camera, but he has got this wonderful stuff right here that's called rust dust, Kentucky rust dust. Now this is mild. But he's also got this stuff that's called blazing. Now, unfortunately, I'm over 50, and my stomach doesn't like stuff that's that hot.
Alan, I'll try that one if you can get that one to me. Because Heather loves blazing.
Well, by God, and I tell you what, I will get that one. And there's another one in here that's called hot. So I will get these to you.
Okay.
And then I'm going to eat the mild and the medium. Because that's all my guts can handle.
Okay.
But, yeah, and if you go to our website, I've been doing a lot of work on our website for about the last month and a half. I've actually gotten rid of all our first three seasons, and they're unarchived. I've still got the ones that we've got that are our spotlight on local talent. So don't forget, we've got those in there, and we're going to try to spotlight some more. And I'm going to show a picture of Joey right here of one that I tried to get, but that didn't happen. Ran into him at the Lewis Black concert or show. Johnny Galecki.
Oh, yeah, from, you know, I almost said.
Theory? What?
I almost said, oh, yeah, from Saved by the Bell.
No, he wasn't on that one. He did Roseanne and The Big Bang Theory. So,
and he was in Christmas Vacation. He was Russ.
That's right. That's exactly right. I was just, so that was, ran into him, and that was pretty cool.
Last month, I believe.
Yep, last month at the Lewis Black. Mm-hmm. And couldn't believe it was. I sat right beside him for almost 10 minutes before I really realized who he was. And I was like, okay. The thing that got me was the guy that came from behind the podium with his camera and went click and then went right back behind the little. That was fun. So that's some of the stuff that Joey and I are going to be doing, and we're going to be sampling this Russ Dust. I'm going to get that to you, and I'll probably send that to you. I'll probably drop that off in FedEx, so that way you can have it here real, real quick and start doing some taste testing.
Yeah, I'll start grilling.
Yeah, and like I said, I did put it on our website under the Stuff We Try, and just look at that tab, and I've got in there a couple things, and as we keep trying more and more stuff, I'm going to put more and more up there. So there's going to be a lot of stuff we're trying this season. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff. We're still going to be crazy as we want to be, as we can be, and eat some of this stuff that we don't know what it's going to.
We don't know what it's going to do. Like, do I need to have like a fentanyl reversal kit? Like,
I'm gonna say.
We both need to let our families know that we're in the other room, and like just come in and peep at us. Come in and peep at us every now and then, because I'm going like we're both passed out, and so, whichever family member can contact the other one.
Hey, my wife said that. So we're in my office here, and I've got a couch sitting right here to my right of me. And my wife said that she was going to sit on the couch and watch me eat this crap and see how good it was. Because my son said, you're going to enjoy this. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. There were some things that were really good.
That has like a little bit of, that's a little bit of trickiness to, you're going to enjoy this.
I think, I'm going to tell you what.
Like,
I think
I'm going to enjoy watching you go. You know, like the very first time that you took someone a warhead? The
yes.
Sour candy?
Yes, and
what,
it was.
You want some candy? Oh. Want some candy? But somebody, you didn't let them look at the front of it. This is dangerously sour. And they're like, yes. Oh gosh! Oh! What's happening?
Oh man! So we're gonna do a lot of that stuff, Joey. We're gonna do a lot of that stuff. I know. So we're gonna kind of cut this one short because Joey's got things to do. He's got to go work with his daughter as her senior as she graduates this year. Bravo Zulu to Molly. Yay, Molly.
She's going to MTSU. And go Blue Raiders.
Blue Raiders. She's coming down to Murfreesboro. The borough, as a lot of people like to call it. So, and going to enjoy that. Other things, the fun part is, and I'll tell you, if you want to see something hilarious, Joey, go YouTube Christian County Hopkinsville High School graduation ceremony.
Christian County Hopkinsville High School. It's one, all in one?
No, it's not one yet. It's going to be one because I think they're building the new school to combine it all into one. But they Christian County and Hopkinsville High School had their graduation this past week, and it rained. So all these people.
Oh, and they have theirs outside. I forgot they do it at the stadium.
Stadium
like
of Champions.
Greece.
Yes. And the bad part is that it rained. And they told people no umbrellas, no this, no that, and it just came a deluge. And people were, and they were sitting out there as it rained. And I saw on Facebook one or two of the people, and I won't call out Sherry, her name, but we used to know her from LaFette. And but she had a picture of herself on Facebook, and she was soaked. And I just sit there and went, "Oh no, that's sad."
Did some people at least have ponchos on?
They said bring rain ponchos. I don't know how many people did that. I don't know how many people did it, but I can tell you what, the people in the graduating class didn't.
You learn from those things, Alan. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you learn.
Yeah. Like, they need to stop doing it outside, but they wanted to make sure that all the family members that could do it, and they wanted them to be there, rain or shine, and guess what? They said there's no thunder, it's just going to be a deluge, and it was a deluge, and so I found out that it is on YouTube. I have not looked it up yet, but I've heard that it was on YouTube, and it's recorded, and it was just pouring rain while they were graduating.
I'll have to check that out.
Luckily, they put their diplomas in that little sack that they don't give them until after they check out, because they don't want the people to go across the stage acting crazy and acting like they got their diploma and they can't get it away from them.
No. Drop it in the mud.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's been wonderful catching up with you guys. Be watching for part 2 and 3 of our tasting of this box, because there's so many things in there.
It's a ton of things.
It's going to take us a few episodes to go through it, but we'll try to mix in just nonsensical talk, things that just go on tangents or whatever pops in our little minds. But until next time.
And rust dust on me. You go, David.
All
right, guys. Been great. Love y'all coming back to visit us again. We're going to do another season here. We're going to push. We're going to do things crazy. And as always, we're here because of you.